Are you a senior healthcare leader at a hospital or insurance company and you notice that morale is low while turnover is high? Is your executive team full of sycophants and bullies? If so, that means the problem is you. Elite talents don't have to put up with your gaslighting and microaggressions. Toxic work environments don't reflect leadership. They only verify your internal cowardice. Remember, the more you bleep around, the more you're going to find out. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
This is another Mix Show Madness. All you haters, fix your face. You now tuned in to the Mix Show Madness.
You want it?
Well, you got it.
Here's come to our attention the mysterious.
Here's another exclusive
from the Flatbush Kingpin, DJ Rampage.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous.
This is another Mix Show Madness.
Disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for it's mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious feature. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down.
This is another Mix Show Madness.
Wow, like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad.
You're back on the Rubicon with James Lewis. In addition to talking about healthcare, I really enjoy discussing the business aspect. So many people that listen to both this show and the Lance J Radio Network, and people DM me, hit me up, wanting to pick my brain about experiences that I've had as a healthcare executive and leader. And I say repeatedly, I've learned just as much from the people that have worked for me as they learned from me. I think good leaders, they come into a room, they're very respectful. They don't make it about them. If you're a VP and above, it's not about you. I've worked with so many people over the years that just truly didn't understand that. And I didn't understand it myself at first. When I first got into being a healthcare executive, I was very focused on my corner office, and I was focused on the perks and focused on the parking space. All of those material things, really didn't understand leadership, didn't understand how to treat people. I wouldn't say that I was a malicious individual. I definitely wasn't a bully. I wasn't someone that took pride in treating other individuals like trash and throwing around my title and throwing around my weight. But there are times where I wanted to be the smartest guy in the room. I wanted to be the hero. I wanted to get the accolades. I wanted my name in print. And I thought those things were important. And the further up the executive corporate ladder you go, you realize that those things are not important. What's important is that you're building up other people. Because if you're an executive, you have a vertical, you have 50 people that report to you, 100 people that report to you. I know some people that have 200-300 people that report to them. You're not going to be able to understand everything that's going on simultaneously. Nobody is omnipotent. Nobody is all-knowing. You have to have good people that you trust, that you've empowered, that you've built up, that you have strong relationships with to help you build your leadership panorama. Got to have a strong coaching tree. And I want to talk about the concept of micromanagement because people send me so many DMs and have so many questions. Micromanagement is the biggest red flag of toxicity that you can find in a company. If you're working somewhere and you're working for a boss who's a micromanager, who doesn't trust you, who needs approval for every single thing that you do, even to go to the mother bleeping bathroom, you got to ask your boss for 10 minutes to use the restroom, to get a cup of coffee. That's a sign of a toxic environment, and you will never outwork and impress a boss. I think that's the scam that they run in corporate America. These people who are micromanagers. First of all, the micromanaging boss is insecure. They've either been burned in their career by people who are incompetent. So they gave somebody a lot of slack, a lot of rope, a lot of opportunity to express themselves, a lot of autonomy. And those people burned them and they got fired because their team sucked and they didn't have the talent. Or what I've seen in my career, they just use micromanagement to bully people and control people. Most of these people are control freaks. They want to control everything. And they think that they're smarter than you because they have a title. They think they're smarter than you because they went to Harvard, they went to Yale, they went to Stanford. And that's not necessarily the case. If you have a boss that micromanages you, that will make your life a living hell. You get into a mode where you're really not thriving in your profession. I don't care what you do for a living. I'm talking about healthcare specifically. But if you're micromanaged constantly, it's going to bleed into your personal life. The worst one, the worst micromanager is the person that makes you doubt yourself. Many years ago, I worked for an individual, and this individual, their style, they made the entire staff doubt every decision that they were going to make. And over time, I realized that they were doing it to control. They were manipulating. A lot of these people in C-suite roles, VP executive roles, a lot of these people got there because they're master manipulators. They're not necessarily better than you. They're not necessarily smarter than you. They're not necessarily have a stronger work ethic than you. Don't necessarily have the plugs and connections, but there are people that are in corporate America that are playing the game, and they might be playing the game better than you. They might be sidling up to the right person better than you. They might be involved with the right series of conferences and leadership clubs. When I worked on the hospital side, there's the American College of Healthcare Executives, and I was a part of the American College of Healthcare Executives for many years. There are individuals, it's kind of like the CPA for healthcare executives. It's this organization, you register, you take classes, you have continuing ed, you go to different types of events, and then you can become a fellow of the American College of Healthcare Executives. They call it a FACHI. If you have that FACHI by your name, go Google a lot of the insurance presidents, a lot of the hospitals, especially the hospital presidents, COOs, they're all FACHIs. And if you're part of this club, there's the assumption because you took these tests that you were smarter, you had a stronger work ethic, you were better. And I've said repeatedly, being an individual who knows and can galvanize people is much more important than the P&L. It's much more important than understanding sequestration. It's much more important than understanding the risk score. It's much more important than understanding operations and KPIs and operating models and other words that executives put together that often in performance reviews often expose themselves as really not knowing what the hell they're talking about. And back to my initial point, micromanaging is if you're being micromanaged and you're in a situation where you're in a work environment. I'm not saying that all micromanagers are toxic. I'm not saying that all of them, that it's personal. usually in my experience, people that micromanage, they micromanage everyone. They want full control. But just be careful. When you are in a situation where you're being micromanaged, and if you have to develop an exit strategy, I'm not telling people what to do. I mean, you got to pay your bills. You got to do what you have to do. But I have seen people who were beaten down in toxic environments that were micromanaged. They had a lot of strong skills, but they work for a boss who's just always beating them over the head. Well, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. Why would we make this decision? Why did you go left? You should have gone right. I worked for some fool many years ago. This person, I literally stayed up all night putting a presentation. They were angry at me because the font was 14 point. They said, James, your font is too small. I'm sitting there like, look, bro, I worked all night. My department is way above budget. We're 16% above what you targeted. But this person wanted to flame me in public because my font was too low. And those are the type of individuals that you want to avoid in your career. You don't want to work for someone who questions everything you do. Because guess what? If you remember, we spend the vast majority of our time at work. If you're constantly being micromanaged at work and your decisions are being questioned and you're in a toxic work environment and you're working for someone that beats you down, that doesn't give you praise, that any decision you make, even if you hit your targets, even if you're successful, they always find a way to question your acumen, to question your talent, to question your work ethic, to question your decision-making and critical thinking skills. I can guarantee you that will bleed into your personal life. You'll start questioning how you dress. You'll start questioning what you do with your money. You'll start questioning your relationships with your family, your romantic relationships, your spouse, your partner, your relationships with your children. You'll start to question every single thing that you do. And once you get into that area, a lot of the people that micromanage, that's exactly what they want. They want to control you. They want to manipulate you. They want you to be a sock puppet. And like I said, I'm not telling people to quit their jobs and not pay their rent or mortgage, but do you want to be in an environment with people that micromanage you? I think that that's one of the largest red flags, not just in healthcare leadership, but a leadership across the board. If you're being micromanaged, you really need to put together an exit strategy. Sirius XM 141.
Rubicon.
Impact Marylanders. One out of four people in our state are on Medicaid and CHIP. According to Hilltop Institute's data, at the end of 2023, almost 65,000 people in Harford County relied on Medicaid and CHIP for health coverage. Under this plan to slash Medicaid, they could all be at risk. That's why we are calling on Representative Andy Harris, asking him to oppose the Medicaid cuts and big tax breaks for billionaires. Please help us put pressure on Congress by taking 1 minute to call Representative Andy Harris today.
Did you know there are numbers that can change your life? Blood pressure is known as the silent killer. You may not have symptoms, but it could still lead to deadly consequences like heart attack and stroke. Check your blood pressure regularly and know your numbers. Normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Healthy habits like regular exercise, a good diet, and not smoking can help lower your blood pressure and protect your heart. Learn more about how you can check, change, and control your blood pressure at heart.org/HBP.